This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بقربهم السعادة والنجاة.
يا باحثا عن خير صاحب في الحياة. صحب بقربهم السعادة والنجاة. درب المعالي دربهم لم يسلكوا دربا سواه فدربهم درب دعاء درب المعالي.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبع هداه ما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah alone, and may His peace and blessings be upon the final and last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Welcome to your program, The Perfect Character. The talk today will be, inshallah, about the theories of morality. Some people say that we already know the virtues of the morality, and we already know the traditions that came about the good character. But is it possible that we are able to perfect our character, or this is something that is innate, that comes by nature, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates people with it? From the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that a person can change his behavior. He can do that. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the delegation of Abdul Qais came, the one of them who was injured in his head, that was known as Al-Ashaj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, there are two qualities in you that Allah loves: forbearance and tranquility. So he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, are these two qualities, are these from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave them to me by nature, I was created with them, or they are two qualities that I acquired, that I gained by practice? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, no, these are two qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you. If it was not possible for a person to change his behavior, to change his character, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have told him, there is only one way to have a good quality. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved that there are two ways. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he who attempts to be patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the ability to be patient. So it needs practice. It needs struggling. Once you try hard, once you strive, then you will be able to change your character. It is not difficult and it is not very simple, but it will be easy, inshallah, on those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed, on those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the ability to do so. So the purpose is not only to know the virtue of the perfect character. The purpose is to implement what you know. Because knowledge only will not help you. Even Satan, he has a lot of knowledge, more than most people. But that knowledge was not helpful for him. That's why we, at least 17 times a day, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was angry with, those who deserved the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they knew, but they did not implement what they knew. So therefore, knowledge is a key, but this has to be matched with the implementation, with the practice. So what is the morality? What is the character? One of the scholars, Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he defined the character as a settled state of self from which actions are generated. Actions are taking place easily without thinking. That is the character. When you act spontaneously without thinking. So the purpose is to be able to have these actions as a second nature. You don't think, you don't stop, you don't wait, and then you act. What counts is the spontaneous, The first reaction. What was your first reaction? At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, once he passed by a woman who was sitting on a grave and she was crying. So he told her, fear Allah and be patient. Ask Allah to reward you for the tragedy that you are inflicted with. So she told him, go away. You don't know what I am dealing with. She didn't know that he was the Prophet ﷺ. So once he crossed her, the companions blamed her, told her, didn't you know it was the Prophet ﷺ? So she regretted that. She came apologizing to the Prophet ﷺ. But the Prophet ﷺ told her, patience is at the first stroke. That's when patience counts, at the first stroke. The same thing also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the divine narrative, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the life of the son of his servant, he asks the angels, did you take the life of the son of my servant, the love of his life? And they say yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ask them, and he knows better, what did my servant say? They say, he praised you, O Allah. He said, Alhamdulillah. And he also believed in the Qadr. And he said that to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell them, build for my servant a house and call it the house of praise. Why this servant deserved that great reward? Because his first reaction was being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr, with Allah's destiny. And therefore, you don't wait for first couple of days, you are angry, you are upset, you are unhappy with the destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. And then after you realize that this will not change the reality, this will not bring back the lost one, then you say, Alhamdulillah, now I'm patient. No, it counts at the first spontaneous reaction. So therefore, the purpose is to be able to react immediately, to have this perfect character immediately. And philosophers from early on, they had different approaches to the theories of morality. What constitutes a moral act? One of the theories, which is the theory of John Stuart Mill, the British philosopher, it's called consequentialism. He says an act is moral only if it maximizes the happiness of the largest number of people. This theory seems fine because it is maximizing the happiness of most people. However, because of that theory, people enslaved other people. As long as the majority agrees, then there is no problem of abusing the minority. And this is what happened for a long time. So this theory actually is invalid. Then came another philosopher, Immanuel Kant, and he came with the deontic theory of morality. And he said that the morality is based on principle. An act is moral only if it achieves happiness to all people. To all people. Based on the principles. That was the second theory of morality. But also this theory is flawed because it doesn't look to the objectives of the actions. Yes, we act based on the principle, regardless of whether people are happy or no. As long as my intention is good, then I have to do it. However, many times the intentions do not match the act itself. And therefore, even this theory was invalid. But then we have another theory of morality, which is called the Nicomachean Ethics. It is the theory of Aristotle, when he said that an act is moral only if it contributes to the virtuous character. And we can know what is virtuous by looking at the means of the two extremes. Anything that is between two extremes, that is a virtuous quality. like courage. It is a virtue between two extremes, between recklessness and cowardice. And Aristotle also said something beautiful. He said that it is best known by a virtuous man. However, again, even this theory lacks the knowledge of that virtuous man. In Islam, we have the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perfect human beings. They are the ones who came with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, any act is moral when it is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we know for certainty that this will contribute to people's happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us, and He knows best what suits us. He knows best what gives us happiness. And therefore, these are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of them are moral. So the Islamic theory of morality, unlike the theories of the philosophers, the Islamic theory of morality is based on the divine command. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, the one who created us and the one who knows us best. And it is valid for all the times, for all the generations, for all the people. It is not only for a group of people in a certain country. It is not only for a certain time, for a certain generation, and then it will be outdated. No. From the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until now, and until the last day on this earth, the character in Islam was perfected, and it will remain like that. Unlike any other system, look at the other theories, how much they were amended, how much they were changed. Look at the secular systems, how many times, how often they are changed. While in Islam, we have things permanent and they are valid and they achieve happiness for people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized the good character, the morality, in one ayah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned righteousness in Surah Al-Baqarah, that righteousness is not to turn your faces towards east or west, but rather righteousness is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Allah, the final day, the prophets and the messengers, the angels of Allah, and the books of the messengers of Allah, and to believe in Allah, and to give the needy and the poor. So in this ayah, all acts of goodness, they are contributing to morality. And the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned that the righteousness, which is a concise word, that it's a broad, concise word that includes a lot of things. Righteousness is the good character. Al-birru husnul khuluq. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. You want to be righteous, you have to have a good character. Without good character, you cannot be a perfect believer. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect our iman. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the guidance and follow the best of it. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.